Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence. You're right here in my home in the beautiful city of Houston, Texas. And you can look right over my shoulder here and see the beautiful Texas Medical Center, which I am proud to be a part of that. And our guest tonight is a part of that Texas Medical Center too. So it's going to be great to be able to talk to another Houstonian this evening, and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful guest. This is one of those programs where you want to get on the phone right now or text somebody or email or call real quick and say, hey, make sure you listen, because you're going to want to write some things down. You're going to want to see some resources. You may want to buy a few books. You may want to, I know you want to get the wisdom of our great guest this evening to be able to help you, especially through, I thought this was a great topic, through while we're going to get ready to experience this coming week, holidays. Holidays is a time of not only high stress, but joy, not only of disappointments, but of excitement. And how do you deal with all those emotions? Good, bad, indifferent, wanting everything to be perfect, and you might as well plan on not everything being perfect, because when you set yourself up, you're setting yourself up for a disappointment, because something's going to burn, something's going to come out cold, something's going to come out wrong, especially if you're trying new recipes this coming week. But most of all, just enjoying the family. So how do you deal with all those emotions? We're going to talk about that this evening. In the next few weeks, we have some of, including tonight, the best guests that we've had on in the 5 years that we've done this program. Believe it or not, 5 years plus, about 5.5 years, we've been doing this on the beautiful station of BBS Radio. And this week, we are absolutely going into the wonderful area of New York on the radio station. So however that's working, I don't understand how that works. The geniuses and the brains and the manpower at BBS Radio is going to have us on, I believe, some FM stations in New York with the potential of possibly 21 million more listeners. So I'll take that. I'll take two more listeners, but 21 million more. That would be absolutely awesome. But I just love the impact that we have of just people listening in. And if you invest with us for a few minutes each Sunday night, I have promised you from day one, we will promise to be able to give you something that's going to help you tomorrow morning. And tonight will be no exception to that. But in the next few weeks, next week, we have a great author on. The following week, we have probably one of the most internationally known and successful authors in the world of abuse, Dave Peltzer, and he is the author of The Child Called It and 9 other best-selling books, and he's going to be with us. We will be doing that program live from Las Vegas with Dave, and he'll be on the Zoom link. And then the following week, we have one of the premier grief specialists. Kelsey is going to be with us on, I believe, the 15th. And I'm just thrilled with so many wonderful programs. We're trying to, since we're kind of expanding the outreach of this program, trying to get the best that is out there. And we have invited some unbelievable people. I keep hitting refresh on my email, trying to see if they will respond to me. But I just know the right people at the right time is going to be on the program. So in the next couple of weeks, I want you to know that this book's going to be coming out. It's called Embracing the Scars, Learning How to Turn Life's Pain into Life's Power and Purpose. That'll be coming out, and it's in this format. It's in a magazine format. It's a book, but I have a lot of people that has been abused, that goes through stress, that says, oh, I can't read. And when you hand them a book like this, that's really thick, and no pictures, they go, oh, I don't think I read that. But this book's going to be in magazine format, full color, pictures on every page, just like a People magazine. There's going to be all kinds of different articles. And by the time you read all the articles, you don't know it, but you've just read the entire book. So I'm calling it kind of a book zine. I don't know if anybody else has done that. I know some of the industry is starting to do that. I noticed in Barnes and Noble the other day in the magazine section, there's several books that on mental health that have started being published in that order. But this is going to be more fun because we're going to have Leave It to Beaver in there and his best friend Gus, the fireman. We're going to have Caitlin Clark, the MBA professional, is going to be on there. I have all kinds of different stories that's going to be in there, but we're basically talking about how to look at your scars and, instead of what I did, hide them all of those years, to learn how to expose them and embrace them and let them empower us to the next level. So that's what it's all about. You know, there's something that I do each and every day. Several things, and just think about it in your own life, okay? What's some things you do every day? Brush your teeth two or three times a day. Take a shower. I take two or three showers a day at least. You sleep every day. We eat. What's some of the other things that you do? I pray every day, at least once, sometimes all day long. I read the Bible every day. And there's one thing that I never not do every day in my life, and it has kept me somewhat sane. I would say sane, but some of you would automatically comment on Facebook or text me and say, hey, Greg, you haven't been sane in years. But it keeps me in line, and that is journaling. I journal every day of my life, and I can't remember too many days that I haven't since my childhood. Back in those days, they were just called a three-ring notebook or a spiral ring binder. And I would just write my feelings down every day. Some people call it a diary. But journaling for me has been such an asset. And in this is a couple of minutes, I'm going to tell y'all what journaling means to me, that we're going to have the premier professional guru of journaling join us and tell us her wisdom about what journaling means and how to get the best of that. But journaling is, for me, is mindfulness in motion. It's how I keep what's going on up here progressing and advancing in somewhat a positive way. Journaling for me is also self-care at its finest hour. It's how I take care of myself. It's how I de-stress. It's how at the end of the day, I brain dump and I give rid of all the negative. I give rid of all the nasty that's up here. I bleed on the page, and I don't try to beautify it. I just kind of spit it out on the page, and then I close it. And it's like, okay, it's gone. Journaling for me boosts, I believe, my mental health. It boosts my well-being. It also helps me create, and maybe our guest tonight will be able to help me vocalize this better, or explain it better. It helps me create a guardrail between me and my negative thinking. On that interstate when you're going down the highway, and if you fall asleep or you're texting or something, and all of a sudden you go, oh, and that guardrail, so it keeps you from going into a deeper ditch, into danger that's really going to hurt you. That's what journaling does for me. It keeps me in that path of stability. It's not just, and I just want to show you, this is the stack of journals that I have right here. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I have right here on my coffee table. This is just the ones that I grabbed and I couldn't lift up anymore. And I literally buy two, three, four of those a week, sometimes 10 a week. And I keep them and I always try to have them handy. I carry around one with me, my briefcase daily. I even journal on my phone. And it also gives me a tool that I can actually use to process my emotions. When things aren't going so great at Baylor College of Medicine, when things are stressing me down, it's just like, oh no, I just want to jump out the window. And they put me in an office that doesn't have windows, which is probably good for me. It helps me keep my stability, helps me keep all that negativity under control. Journaling also helps me, prepares me for a roadmap for my life. So when I need a direction, I'll start putting things down. When I wrote this last book, that's getting ready to come out in the next probably 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, hopefully before Christmas, if not for sure before the new year. I journaled about the roadmap, what I wanted it to be. I mind mapped in my journal of what I wanted, and I visualized it, and then I kept adding to those pages until the dream came to fruition and it came real. And to me, it helps me with my roadmap and big things in life, and even the little things. When you overstep and forget about those little things, I think we're missing a blessing with what journaling's all about. It also helps me understand, and I don't want to say this too loud, who the real me is. Because if somebody would pick up my journal and read through it, they go, wow, that's who he really is. I don't let anybody read them. Not that I would be against it, because I'd usually share what's on my mind most of the time here and different places that I speak at. But I can look through it real quick and scan through it. And I discovered the real me this time last week. And if I've progressed or I dealt with that problem or not. So sometimes when I look back, it helps me process that and say, hey, wait, I'm not such a loser that I thought I was. I did overcome that. I handled that. And it helped me process that. And the last thing, then I'll bring the guest in because she's got a lot more wisdom. I just want to let you personally know what I was thinking about it. It opens my mind and my spirit to higher goals. I put dreams in there. This is on my bucket list. And it may embarrass me or seem foolish for me to say what some things are on my bucket list, but I can write them down. And when I go through and I check that off, I go, hey, I made that. I done that. One of the things on my bucket list that most people may think is absolutely crazy that I got to do not too long ago was to be in a taping of America's Got Talent. And we was at the semifinals. I went out to Los Angeles and got to do that. We happened to be speaking out there, and I thought, hey, I'll just do knock it off my bucket list. And that's something I wanted to do. Nobody else could say, Greg, why is that important to you? Something I've been wanting to do ever since the show came on. And that's that kind of thing. And journaling helps me not forget about those things that aren't as meaningless as I thought they were, but really are a major part of my life, and they make me up who I am. With all of that set aside, if you want to get involved in the conversation tonight, 888-627-6008, we want to hear your comments, your questions, maybe what journaling means to you, maybe something that you want to, because our guest tonight is, in my opinion, probably one of the premier, and she is going to be, and she's starting to start the speaker circuit. I knew she would. And she's going to be one of the best speakers in the country on journaling. People's going to want her to come everywhere in this world to hear her thoughts on this. But if you have a thought, 888-627-6008, or give right on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page, or you can text me right here at 832-396-6525. And yes, that's my personal cell phone. 832-396-6525. Text that question, but I'd love to hear it come out of your voice. So just TJ will answer the phone with his great radio voice and BBS radio and patch you right through to us, and you'll be live on the program. I want to welcome one of my friends, and I when she comes on, I will tell you why is she one of my best friends, Kelly Rooney. She is a journaling enthusiast. One of the people that every time she breathes in and breathes out, it has something to do with journaling. She has written 3 books and she has several other blank journaling books that she's going to be showing us on the screen tonight. But she is probably the one of the most well-known, at least in my world, of what it takes to journal and how what the importance of journaling can do in your life. And I am just thrilled to have her back on the program again. Miss Kelly Rooney. Kelly, come on in. How are you tonight?
Hi, good evening. I'm
There
good.
you are. Everything going good?
It's going great. Thank you for those kind words.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're so true. And I never will forget. And I may have told this story every time you're on, but I remember one of my dreams when my first book came out was to be able to have a book signing at Barnes and Noble. And they did it right down the street. Now they've closed the Barnes and Noble here on Holcomb. Kelly was one of the only people that showed up at that event. And I never will, till the day I die, Kelly, forget that you showed up for me. And that meant more than $1 million, more than anything else that you could have ever done for me. Just your presence was like I looked up. And there was the one person in line, and it was you. And there wasn't a line, you was the line. But I appreciate that so much, and I'll never forget that. Thank you.
Absolutely. I think what I really love about what your book represented was reaching out to people, sharing something that was very much hidden in your heart, and you were expressing it, and you basically presented your journal in a published book format. And I felt like, going to that signing was to just say thank you, because in my circumstances, which I'll jump into in my introduction, at the time I was married to an alcoholic, and there are secrets that come along that life, and you don't want to talk about them. Even when you have the best friends and the most supportive family members, you don't want to share these things. And so writing down and journaling is how my world started, because I
Yeah.
had to have a way to work through that. And so I could appreciate your book, because that was absolutely the path I was starting on, just to write down, like you said, I'm being vulnerable just to myself in my private book, but writing down some really crazy thoughts. And it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to initially take that pen and put it to paper.
Yeah, but then when you do, and that's exactly how I wrote the book, just basically everything I could remember. And I started writing it down. Every smell, every sight, every the color of the wallpaper, what I thought, what was the noises I heard, and then it just all kind of glued itself together. And in your world, how often during the day do you find yourself with your journal and your pen and or notebook just jotting things down?
Yes, absolutely. I really don't put a pressure on myself for a certain time, but I do need to make sure it happens. So as a mom, sometimes you hit the ground running and you just can't kick off the morning as slow as you want it to be. But my preference is my morning time when it's quiet in the house because I can have my coffee. I do my Bible devotional as well. But then I also kind of sit down and say, you talked about a roadmap. I like to sit down and say, what are some of the things I want to look at for myself today? What are some kind of put in some goals that I want to try to remain less stressed, or I want to be able to deal with my work day and not get overwhelmed. That's a goal of mine. And then put a little note like, make sure I take a break every hour, go walk to the, outside or sit somewhere away from the desk. But those things were written down in my morning journal. So I would do kind of like you're talking about a roadmap. The evening time is also great when you want to download your day. I recommend that for anybody that is just what's when you go to bed and you can't close your eyes to fall asleep, just taking that time to write, you're going to see how much of it releases when you write in the evening. Even though there's no resolution, the fact that you released it from your body, the physical action with the pen is most important, and it really makes a difference if you do an evening download.
When you download, do you worry about punctuation? Do you worry about proper sentences, or you just dump?
I just dump. I do technically write, I would start with I do a full sentence, but my penmanship is awful. So somebody probably tried to read my journal here. It may make sense. Some words may be readable, some may not. But for me, it's the sensation of writing.
Show your books. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to look at these. This is the first one, right? In Turbulent
This
Times.
is In Turbulent Times. So for you'll see it's thin. For just like you spoke about in your intro, for somebody who's going to journal, a thick book may not be as encouraging. So what I did is I put together a 10-day guided journal, and it is 10 entries that are my personal. This one here, it starts off with airplane wisdom, and I talk about how just the simple feeling of the airplane taking off could equate to, the pressure of life because the airplane's going at such full force, you feel it. But then the minute you're in air, some of that, re it does, it releases. And so from there, how can you equate that to things that you want to be released from your own stress as well? And when you're up high in the sky, everything down below you is tiny. So that could also represent your problem. When you get that above view or that big picture view, your item or the problem may not be as large after all, but you have to go through the takeoff process. You can't stop that feeling of the pressure from the takeoff. You can't stop that. And so that's one of my entries. And so I have 10 of those in my book in Turbulent Times. And I always end with a prompt so that it would help the reader kind of dive into their own thoughts. And it's a great guided journal. I call it In Turbulent Times because typically for journaling, we're going through something, but there's some really fun stuff in here about some self-discovery. My first time ever eating by myself, I have a journal entry about that, which is kind of funny. It's just a lot of fun, and I really hope it brings a solution to a problem when you can't physically or share it with somebody else, because that is part of my past. I was in a position that I didn't want to talk to anybody about my personal situation. I wanted to work on it, but I had to figure out a few things first. Now I did therapy, and through therapy, journaling was a big part of that as well. But I will say that I've continued journaling even on my good days because there's so much fun that comes from that. So this book is to get anybody started.
Fantastic. In your second book?
So then I love gratitude journaling, and this is something that I like to do as part of my start of the day. So I have some goal feelings I want to feel. And then of course we all start our day with some idea of what we want it to have, how we want it to happen. It doesn't always go that way. So then it has on the, it's basically it's 30 days, but it's blank and it repeats itself. So you have a morning gratitude page. I have a little bit of a planner page in there for those that want to be organized, but you have an evening gratitude page. And there are, I believe, some important things, regardless of how bad your day was. There's always a way to find something to be grateful for. So
Absolutely.
I encourage that in the book.
And that's the newest one, right?
That's the newest one. Yes.
Okay. And this would be an awesome one. Well, they all would be awesome, but this would be an awesome one to order right now to give people for the holidays, right? I mean, this,
Yes.
yeah.
Yes. It would be awesome because it will change, I believe, could change somebody's life in 30 days if they did
Wow.
commit to this. And it's a very simple, there's three state or there's four statements on the evening. There's a few statements in the morning. You're really not doing more than 15 minutes if you wanted to do a morning and then 15 minutes in the evening, or if you just wanted to do an evening, it's up to you, but it is 30 days worth of blank pages to do that process.
Fantastic. And then the other one.
So I like you, some feedback that I've learned is workbooks, fun, in an adult world, something fun to do other than just sitting down and reading a book or just writing. But, again, our brains can be so heavy in terms of thoughts and or just a day you want a distraction from. So this workbook, I call it Stress and Anxiety Relief, and it has color pages. It has some pretty cool pattern color pages. And then we have some games. I have a Sudoku in there. And then I have a couple, you'll find some little yoga ideas in there. They're sporadically put in the book. I love that there's no order to this book. And then I have some mindfulness activities. And they are to encourage you to, while you're coloring, while you're, here's a, this is a self-reflection page. And it has room to write in here. And so it guides you on what you would like to reflect on. And it gives you, again, a guide. But it's fun because you just don't have to, you just need a distraction. It's a great
Is
book.
that a 10-day, 30-day, or is that just more of a like your workbook?
Just a workbook at your
Okay.
leisure.
So the first one's a 10-day, the second one's the gratitude is a 30-day, and this is just a workbook. And
Yes.
then you have blank journals, I
I
understand. I
do.
was not aware of that till you told me that this week.
Listen. I'm so excited. So
No,
this
this
is
is
a
great.
new.
Let me see those.
Okay. So it really was inspired by the Disney movie Inside Out 2 that I saw with
Oh,
the kids.
yes.
So I thought, they're really onto something. So I picked out a couple, I created a couple of covers that kind of were for me inspired by it. So this one says joy, so that you could have a dedicated journal if you want to just put down all of those great things you want to celebrate and reread. And that, how you spoke about going back to reread something to see the success or to see what you were doing a month ago, just to be reminded, those are such great uplifting moments when you are down or again, you need a distraction from the day. This would be a great journal to just put all those fun and great things in. Then fear is one that I created to be playful, but also serious because I think this is where you can be vulnerable. You can, with yourself, say, I really am struggling with eating alone. That was actually a fear of mine. Like people would look at me like I'm crazy, and I wanted to learn how to enjoy a public place somebody would see me eating alone. And so that was something I had to figure out why. And I walked backwards. This would be a great type of journal to just go through. And it has the lines in there. So you can fill in as much as you want to do. And it's 150 pages. So it's thin. So it's tr you can travel with it. But this one is fear focused. And then we all go through this. We have anger. And he was very hilarious in Inside Out movie. And so he's inspired, this character is inspired by the Inside Out character. And you were talking about having a guardrail, having journaling as
Yeah.
your guardrail. So for this, the idea is put down every raw emotion here, but let it be your guardrail. Don't feel bad about writing down something that may even be ugly. It's yours, it's private, and you can even tear out the page if you wanted. But getting it out is key. And so this guy will be your partner.
That's great. I think that we need to just have a bundle of those. As a gift, really awesome Christmas gift, holiday gift, and looking forward to that. And you can get all of these on Amazon. It's under Kelly, Kelley, Rooney. And that will bring up all of her books. I'm kind of jealous. You have six books and I have only getting ready for three. Doggone it, you're beating me. I have to work harder. But that's great. That's great. Tell you what, we're going to take our break. And then on the other side of this, I am going to go right through what you sent me. And I'm just going to turn it over to you about journaling for life reflection. And I want you to practice on me on what you're getting ready to be on the stage with and be able to present to. I know it's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people are going to be coming to listen to you. And then you have a chance to impact their life. We're going to talk about that right after this short commercial break. 888-627-6008. Give us a buzz and don't leave us because the best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back. I'm going to have to change that commercial because I have got the rights back from that book from HCI Publishing because I'm going to self-publish it again, do it the way I want to do it, and re-release that. And that'll be in the month of January too. So come in the next few weeks, we'll have to redo that commercial, guys at the radio station. Hey, Kelley Rooney is with us this evening, and she has such an unbelievable outline of what she wants to talk about. I'm going to just hush up, Kelley. And just let you talk about the purpose, the path, the peace. And I love the peace, and how I guess you're planning this for your speech, because it's always good to have things that all start with the same letter or whatever. But what is, personally to you, what does journaling do for you, and what can it do for our listeners? And then I want you to just go into whatever lane you want to and speak as long as you want, and I'll jump every now and then. But I also want you to hit on what if somebody hasn't ever journaled and they think, oh, that's not for me. I want you to twist their arms and convince them. So it's all yours, Kelly. Give us your wisdom. I can't wait.
All right, awesome. So yes, the journaling aspect offers some really great tools for anybody going through a problem, but we could also spend time journaling to review our life. And this time of year is a great year to sit and reflect what has happened. And were there any goals that were made? And so I think when we have a desire to find our own purpose, the only way to do that is to look at where we were and where we want to go. And that is the for today, I wanted to share about the reflection journaling because that can help somebody identify that path to reach their purpose if they're searching for that, or reach some peace, whichever it may be, but it's definitely a tool that will get them there. So one of the tools is it's an acronym. It's called ART. So the process of journaling starts with acknowledging. So if you're going to be discovering something, self-discovery, you have to acknowledge it before you can work through it. While you're acknowledging something, there's a lot of focus that's happening at that time, whether it be a problem or whether it be a reflection of something this year, but you're focusing on it, whether it's good or bad. So you want to move away from the focus and what I call the release. So that's the R for the acronym of ART. So we have acknowledge, and then we move to release. The action of journaling will actually give you that release. You will have a tremendous, it'll just come off your brain. It'll minimize sometimes the problem. There's so many amazing, just magically happen when you journal, when you write with a pen or you jot down the note on your phone. When you no longer have to store it in your mind or hold it in your heart, you actually will feel that peace because you are letting it go. And that's a big part of the journaling process. Now, the T is very simple. It's thoughts on paper. And so that's what I want to simplify for everybody. Journaling does not have to be that you sit down to spend an hour writing. You just need to get your thoughts on paper. Sometimes I'm struggling in my workday and I'm very frustrated with a particular response from a colleague or a team member that it's just not going the direction that I planned for it to go in. Instead of bottling in the anger or creating I'm really good at creating fake scenarios in my head, so I could create that future argument that doesn't ever transpire. However, I've moved emotionally to that place. I've given thoughts to that place, and you really want to find a way to what I call a shift. So getting thoughts on paper helped me with my shift. So I actually have a little tiny notebook on my desk that I will just write down, not happy with my meeting today. I don't have to write down the detail. I don't have to write down what it in terms of what I want to do to fix it. I just want to say, I am not happy and I'm going to figure this out later, but I'm just not happy and I'm going to stop focusing on the problem. So that is the major takeaway from tonight is simplifying journaling by using the acronym ART so that we acknowledge, we release, and we do the thoughts on paper.
Okay, speak to me like I'm as uneducated as I am. So acknowledging in my world, would that be like saying for the first time ever, 35 years later, I was sexually abused? Is that what
Yes.
you mean by acknowledging?
Yes.
Or you, how hard was it for you to acknowledge that you did? You're dealing with an alcoholic husband. So is that what you mean by acknowledging? You pinpoint and you verbalize, or in this world, we journalize those thoughts on paper. You at least express it out. Am I on the right track here?
Absolutely. So it starts with the very first, like the big umbrella of the situation. So I was married to an alcoholic. And what I learned when I acknowledged that was, well, what made me angry about it? And I realized that I put myself in the middle of his problem. My intention was to learn what it meant to be as a spouse of an alcoholic, what that role meant. And there are lots of resources out there that help guide you through that. But when you're all alone in your home and your partner is not in what I would say not healthy, so he's had too much to drink. And I can't count on him as the father figure. I can't count on him as my partner in the home or as my husband. So then I had to realize, okay, that problem, how did it live within me? How did I look at that problem? So I started acknowledging it in terms of where does it start? What things make me angry? So I have somebody missing in the picture. And then how do I work through that? Because maybe I'm looking at it wrong and I'm okay with that, but I can write down and see what areas I should go and rethink that. Because if my children need a parent figure, it's not 50% mom and 50% dad. It's always 100% mom and 100% dad. If dad can't show up, it doesn't mean mom is failing. Mom is still doing 100%. So I did learn that through my journaling. It was just a sad moment for me that, you know, the dad was working through so much on his own side. So that was where, you know, through prayer and just actually it became more identifying that is his problem since he can't give 100%. But my problem never started. I've always been 100% mom. So green check mark, I was okay. That was an example.
Okay, so let me get inside of your brain and inside in between the pages of your journal. How long did you write about it, express about it, work through it on the page before you ever verbalized it with someone else, outside of, let's say, even outside of family? Because I remember when we had our first conversation about it. How long was that process before it actually was, I feel safe enough now to deal with it? When did you start writing about it, and then when did you express it?
I would say there is a 6-year window, and the first three, I didn't talk to anybody. I just wrote about it.
You just dealt with it all internally, and then you expressed it out on page.
Yes. And then I brought in, so three, so the out of the 6 years, the first three was just me writing, but I just, again, writing. Since a kid, it's always been a passion of mine as well. So you jot stuff down. My dear diaries from being little with my girlfriends, and we're like, oh, I like so and so. You do your dear diary. So it's always been something I would go to as a place to release my thoughts. But talking to somebody was the last half of the 6 years. So the year three is when I started to share out loud. But I'll tell you why I started to share out loud. I wanted to help somebody else. I wanted to create, and maybe somebody else could tell me if they've gone through it before. And I definitely had some friends who had some history, or a family member that would be a resource to me. I had a stronger support system after sharing it. But I definitely, before I shared it, I wanted to figure myself out. And that's what the first 3 years of journaling did. It gave me some things for myself, like life. What did I want out of this life? What was my goal? How do I do this as a spouse? And then I spoke with somebody and felt confident to share because I felt like I can't be the only one. There's got to be other people. And that was probably the purpose of speaking out loud.
And what kind of fuel did that put back into your emotional tank, mentally, when you started to help other people and share with them, hey, this is how I deal with it?
Yes.
And did that refill you and give you some type of purpose?
So it gave me a sense of validation, a sense of belonging. I did not feel alone anymore because I truly felt like I had the skeleton in my closet and I had to do a facade when we were in public. It took that away. It also, I was so thankful that not that feeling validated is to be thankful, but I felt thankful that somebody else could hear things that I have done and apply it to their life, which offered them the next level of success through the problem they were going through. And it may have not even been the same situation I was in, but I shared, you know, this is the tool I was using. This is the way I'm using it. This is how I'm practicing gratitude. It seems to be working, and the eyes light up, or the light bulb goes off. Exciting. It's when somebody else can say, gosh, I think this would be a really great thing for me to try as well. My heart gets happy.
Yeah, so when you get ready to turn that corner now to a public, because you've been public now with it in books, you've been public with it like on interviews and things like that that you're doing, and now you're getting ready to be, and here's Kelly, and you're going up on the stage. How do you think that's going to affect you, motivate you to do even more, sharing about what maybe is in your journals from years past?
I am looking forward to the number of people to reach. I feel
Yeah.
like the books are a hard, a tangible resource, but man, when you get to say, I did this. I went through this. This is what I do to work through this. And you see others with the light bulbs going off and they want to try the same thing. I can only imagine that they're now going to teach somebody else too. I love that idea. I cannot wait to share in an out loud forum, in the speaking forum, and have others learn and then share as well. I would love for the message to just continue pouring out. all the ways, all the different ways.
As you
I
sell these
don't know.
books, and those sales keep going through the roof, have you had people reach out to you and say, "Oh, wow, Kelly, this changed my life," or "This did this for me. This got me through this experience." How has that starting to happen with you now in your world?
Yes. Actually, I have had some really great responses where individuals are enjoying their self-discovery because the In Turbulent Times really is about diving deep on yourself. It doesn't really teach you how to go through the problem A, B, C. It just says, here's my life. Here's something fun about me. Here's a journal prompt for you. Have fun. So that's what the In Turbulent Times book will take the person through. And that's the response I'm getting, that they're having such a good time on the self-discovery. It's been, and I think that's important for all of us. And it's hard when you're focusing on others, like your children, your job, your spouse, that can totally take away from yourself. And so we lose making ourselves a priority sometimes. And that 15 minutes journaling in the morning or downloading at night your day, just documenting your day, and then putting together what you're thankful for can absolutely just change your life. I'm a big believer in that.
This time next year, you're going to be a completely different person because this is going to fuel you, take you to a level that you can't even fathom, Kelly. And I can't wait to just keep having you on. And you just say, "Wait, this happened, this happened, this happened. They called me. I get to go there." It's going to be, because, and I think not when I travel that I get to go to places, but it's when somebody actually makes a connection and go, "Because of you, I didn't jump that day, Greg. Because of you." And that's like, wow, now I know, God, thank you
Yes.
for using all the junk and turn it into treasure for somebody else. That's what it's all about.
Yes. And you know, I believe we are in a time where people seek life coaches. Of course, therapy is something I will always support and recommend, but there are these great tools that are out there, and the life coaches could even utilize In Turbulent Times as a you know, tangible book, short and sweet, to say, hey, here's some self-discovery ways to dive in. You know, there's something happening right now, I believe, that people are saying, I like this, but I don't like this, and I want to figure this out. I want some clarity.
Okay, so you're telling me here I am a counselor, or I'm not a life coach because I don't even know how to coach myself. So I just try to help people what I can. But for life coaches, I know we have a lot on here. We have a lot of social workers that's on here. So with this In Turbulent Times, would that be the book that you would say, "Hey, you probably need a dozen copies of these to be able to give out to your clients and say, hey, wait, next week, go through the first three chapters." Would that be something that would be a good tool for people
Yes.
like me and the life coaches out there to be able to use?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it is a great way because it's just a what I call a 10-day, or you could sit down and do it for an hour. I had an individual walk up to me and said, we were in the car doing it for, you know, anywhere in Texas is going to be a long ride. So
Yes.
we were going all the way from Houston, and I think it was San Antonio, and they read it out loud. The passenger read it out loud and just had a great time. And then they had it as conversation for each other in the car. The husband and wife used it as conversation and had such a good time. And it was finished by the time they got to a 3-hour ride. So it's definitely a nice, easy read, but it offered conversation for the couples. It offered insight for themselves. I think it's such a neat tool.
That's neat. And in your reflection, I believe in your outline here, the ability of journaling to help us identify problems. What kind of
Yes.
problems are we pinpointing here? What do I need to identify when I journal? Do I need to be more specific, or what are you hoping that I need to get from this wisdom?
So here are a couple of ideas because I think these are common. If you're feeling lost or lack of direction, this is a great tool to start there. Start with acknowledging, is there an area in my life that I'm feeling lost? Maybe there's a pressure to figure something out and you're really needing clarity. this reflection style journaling, using the art and starting with acknowledgement, you want to say, where do I feel like I just am all over the place and need some clarity on? Or how about some past patterns? Is there something that we're doing? Mine, as the spouse of an alcoholic, I constantly nagged, which did not help my husband and I have a productive conversation. So I found out some patterns of myself that wasn't beneficial as a spouse who's supporting, because that my role as a supporting wife of the alcoholic, I had to learn what was I doing, because the self-discovery I did through journaling really showed what I was doing wrong. He had a problem that I had to remove myself from, but I also had problems. And that was one. And then we all have the emotional and stressful situations. And I think anybody could start journaling just off of that. So I think those are some really great ideas.
Yeah. How can we know where we're going if we don't know where we're at?
Mm-hmm.
My second book, it's all about that. It starts about, hey, GPS is going to ask, hey, where are you located at? If I'm going to Dallas, they have to know where I'm at to be able to get me to Dallas. So if I want to get somewhere, and to me, journaling grounds me, this is where I'm honestly at. Now, what I tell other people is a different ballgame, but this is where I'm honestly at. And that's what you mean by identifying the problem. If I'm lost, hey, at least I know where I'm at.
Yes.
I just don't know how to get out of it.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to connect the dots. You're going to have an emotional release, so you can actually have a clearer head when you're thinking about it. So that step is a big step. But, you know, as you're going through the process, you're going to absolutely be releasing it, and you're going to be connecting the dots to reach that clarity, reach some self-discovery. And then ultimately, you can see, where does it align with your personal goals? Who do you want to be? How do you want the situation to look in the end? If you just want to feel the peace, and let that guide you as you're writing, and let it just happen, because journaling is going to be messy, which is also why I love the word art. At the end of this, this is messy. This is going to be your own portrait, your own piece. This is not to be mirrored by anything else. And so that ultimately is where you want to give yourself the ability to be vulnerable and messy and raw. And then at the end, let yourself be amazed where you end up.
Yeah, I love, at least when I journal, not to use an eraser. I use ink because I don't want to go back and erase. I just need to go back every now and then with a red marker, which I do. And I'll go, I was so wrong. And I circle it and then date it about that or that thought. Oh, this is going to fall through. This isn't going to make it. Or I'm going to be letting people down or whatever. And I go back and kind of indicate that fear wasn't a reality. And that's good stuff. Okay, we only have a minute or two, and I knew this hour would fly. We're going into the holidays. What kind of gratitude, starting tomorrow morning, do you recommend that we do at least during the week of Thanksgiving to prepare our hearts of what we're going to experience Thursday?
So I would recommend starting off your morning with a simple statement, and you're going to say, I would like to feel today, and list out some emotions. Just focus on your goal feelings for that day and let the day happen. Don't get hung up on where it doesn't go right, because at the end of the day, I would like for you to go back to your journal and say, here are three things that I really loved about today. So you're going to start off with the gratitude and the evening time, the three things you love. But I want you to leave room for, what are some things I would like to go differently tomorrow? Because you're going to see what you wrote in the morning. You're going to see how it played out. But it gives you an opportunity to say, I want to have a goal for how I want to feel tomorrow now. And you have another day coming. So that is what's the best blessing about life. You know, you every minute, every hour, you have choices, and you can keep making a different one and leave space for that. So that's what I would do morning and night.
Do you do a gratitude journal?
I do.
So you do, you just spend when sometime in your day or your week, you just focus totally on I am grateful for, and then you write that list out.
I do. I do it mentally. I do it in my notes on my phone. That's probably the one thing I write the most of. My favorite thing when I wake up in the morning is a cup of coffee. And I will tell you, I will say, thank you, God, for this great smelling cup of coffee. It brings me to my happy place so fast. That smell, the hot cup of coffee. Oh, you just, I mean, can't go wrong.
How about when you're doing the journaling, like on your phone, do you ever use the prompts that Apple, the iPhone, has done in their journaling app? Do you ever have you used that function yet?
I've played with it. I think it's a great tool. Sometimes you'll see that the prompt may not align with your day or what you're going through, but don't let that discourage you because it could be, I always believe things that come your way will still have a purpose. So don't discount anything that happens in that present moment. Just be thankful that you read something that offered some insight, and it could sometimes trigger like, oh, if something you don't like, it's good feedback because it's opening up something about yourself, and don't feel bad about having that kind of feedback. It's another self-discovery moment.
Yeah, every now and then it'll go down a little side path that I never thought about. So instead of saying, ah, that's stupid, going, hey, wait, I never thought about even writing about that. And I'll play with it in my mind. And then I never do that on the phone. I always do that in a book. But okay. Well, tell you what, I can't thank you enough for being on the program tonight. I am looking forward to what this end of the year in 2025 is going to do for you. These three books I highly recommend. This is holiday purchasing time, folks. Buy these books tonight and start giving them out to your friends. This would be an awesome coworker gift to just put it there with a blank journal with a book of how to prompt through it. Here's a 10-day journal prompting or 30-day or whatever, and buy this from Kelly. And I think it's going to help you out tremendously. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. This was
Oh, Kelly,
excellent. I love.
anytime. You're always welcome here.
Oh.
Thanks for being a friend.
Well, I hope we get to help others out there. That's the best thing.
There's no doubt you're going to. No doubt in my mind. Thank you so much. As we do each and every week, I always like to close with no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what you're going through in life, this very moment in time, there's always hope. And as we enter into Thanksgiving this week, I just want to close with some awesome scripture. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn his face towards you and may he give you peace. In the middle of a busy week, in the middle of a busy day of Thanksgiving, may you have a moment in time to experience, like Kelly, isn't this a great cup of coffee? And experience the peace that only he can provide. And then be grateful for every family member, even crazy Uncle Charlie. Be grateful for him because that's what makes your family unique. But never forget, there's always hope. Join us right here next week for another live edition of Breaking the Silence. And Kelly, thank you. God bless you. And Godspeed on what he's going to do with you in the coming months. I just feel it and I know it. All have a good night and we'll see you next Sunday evening. Good evening.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.